Happy Monday, everyone. So how are we today? I am not gonna lie to you. It's a Sunday and I'm a little bit out of breath from sprinted up two flights of stairs, which is probably the most intense cardio I've ever done. No, that's a lie. So I may be like 2013, so it's getting quite a long time now. I ran a marathon and I went from literally not even doing a 5k to a marathon in like 6 months, so it is definitely possible. But I will say, if you don't try and run, like, I think this is the thing, in those distances you're trying to smash those mileage way too quickly. But what I will say, if you believe you can and you're just determined and you're not scared of not getting the best time and like crawling across the line, you definitely can. So don't worry about that. So that's it. Just like, it's whether you think you can or not will determine whether you do anything. Anywho, so I'm going to talk today really about like time management. So why you need to write a timetable daily. So it's quite funny, actually. Brooke is like, all this theme this month is about like time management, and I've been doing this now, like what she's been saying, maybe for like a year and a half. So especially with my job, because it will change each day, and I even then get timetables for work, and it does definitely help. It stops the overwhelm, especially someone like me at the moment. In my company, it's a very grown up company and I'm not micromanaged. Meaning I'm very much left to fend for myself, which it could be ridiculously easy to be like, oh, I'm gonna fail, but it's definitely not if you know, act like this. So first of all, you write down everything you need to do, and don't just like make it broad. So like, for example, if you need to do a food shop, then write down a food list. You know, if you need to write a letter, what's going to be the subject, who you're going to send it, you know, like really like break this down. And then when you've done all that, so it's kind of like, she calls it like a to-do download, I think. You know, it's just literally like breaking it down. So for example, for me, when I did my meeting, I had to do minutes. And then I was just like, okay, and then what other things do I want to add? Because it was so easy to be like, oh, but I've got to do this. And then I've got to do this. And then it started just getting really scary. And I was just like, you know, you stop yourself there. So I split it down. I was like, right, I want to do minutes because of master data. Right, I want to send them out a master data training pack as well as the master data file. Also, I was just like, right, I want to request this, but I'll send them the ones I already have. Okay, I need to send them what's in the system, so I'll send them my config document. So I literally split it all out and then I turned it into a to-do list. So pretty much, do all your goals and split it out each, you know, what you need to do each day. And then you need to put that into a timetable so you know time's allocated to it. So you're not running around the place like a headless chicken. And then your time's allocated, you've got a lot less stress, and you're saving all those like thoughts then. So when it is the night time, you can actually relax knowing you've done everything. I would highly recommend doing this. I do a timetable each day. And then even if I'm like a US or UK time zone, it manages to keep me not having a mental breakdown, as easy as it could be. I hope it helps and I hope you have an amazing day. See ya.